We'll end the programme this evening by playing to you a group of girls, young ladies. They were 15, who I met when I went into the centre of Manchester this evening. And for some of you who are wondering if these people have seen the footage and if they really care, well, their words said all.
It was a good night.
Adrenaline went. It's like everyone's pumped. No one would have done anything to anyone else. No one would kick off with each other. It's just the shops and the 5-0. They were acting like yeah, they're hating people for no reason.
This is the police you're talking about?
Yeah, 5-0.
And why do you not care about the shops and the legitimate business?
No, I do, but no one can stop it. It's just going to carry on and carry on and carry on. And then when start people kicking people out of the council houses, it's all going to come back.
Do you not think that'll scare people? Once you've got the Prime Minister saying you're going to lose your house if you get caught in this?
I don't live in a house I don't live in a council house.
But do you not think that'll scare people?
No.
Why?
If they've done all this, do you really think they care about losing the council house? They're just going to come back stronger. Out there, they're just going to come back and do it worse.
And what does stronger mean?
What? Just worse. Guns will come out, more people will come, everything will get knocked down, and they just won't give a shit. They've got nothing to lose. Why are they going to be scared?
And give me a sense of what you were doing here.
Me? I was shopping. I was shopping. You should have seen them bouncing down the streets, like... They were just on some next level hype. Everything got mashed in, people getting what they want. No one cared. Mum was rolling around, hood down. No one cared.
I didn't even have my hood up or anything.
Why did nobody care? Explain to me why you don't think to yourself, that's someone's business, it's not fair.
It's not really fair.
Nah, it's not fair, obviously, because obviously I work and everything, but the next day when I was reading news, I felt bad because people were dying and everything.
Police hit me? For what? Because I didn't move fast enough. I had sandals on.
The police were running towards everyone.
I ain't running for no one, not even the 5-0. I had sandals on, and if I...
Where did the police hit you?
What?
Where did the police
hit me? Back! And then one of them pushed me.
Move!
For what?
Same.
Where? He was like, move! Where do you want us to go? They'll tell you to go one way. When you go that way, they'll tell you to go another. So you might as well just stand there and just get hit. Because that's what it was like. Whether we was there or not, it's still going to happen.
Say my name.
Us five didn't make a difference being here. It was going to happen anyway. That shop got smashed in.
No.
That one got took down on a whole other level. And I bet people went upstairs and everything. That one got mashed up. People were taking crisps. I mean, Chris, what are you going to do with packet Chris?
What makes young people not give a damn? What makes them think?
What have they got to lose? They're going to get kicked out of their houses if they live in a council.
You've got respect for yourself to lose.
I don't think they care. They really look like they cared.
Yeah, but young people like you, you've got respect, surely, for...
I didn't do anything!
But yeah, but you've got respect for yourself,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, of course I have, but I didn't do anything, so I'm not hyping about it. I've got nothing to run away from.
But if there
it's Manchester, everybody knows everyone round here. You can walk down the street and see someone that you've not seen in years.
And if there was someone in your community that you knew had been rotten, would you tell the police or not?
No.
It's not for me to tell them, is it?
Police aren't there when you need them. Not, but
yeah?
Like, tell me what you mean. They're not there when you need
some
them. What do you mean?
When you need them, they don't come fast enough yet. Some like this goes off. A few days later, they come and then some people take a couple of bags of crisps.
Well, they weren't taking a couple of bags of crisps. They were burning buildings.
Oh, what
and they
building?
Were smashing buildings. I was out on the streets. I saw it.
I was there till 7 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Well, they
I
were
smashing. Walking me like that.
Right. Well, then they were smashing windows.
Yeah.
And they were pulling out clothes from the diesel shop, from any shop they could get into.
Oh, right, the van on shop. YouTube. Oh my God, I seen that on YouTube.
And they were just stood there watching people burn things.
12-50 of us down there near some red shop. Near, do you know, McDonald's and that a bit further down near Rush Home. And then some guys were like lifting up this, do you know what they're called?
The shutters.
And then I had hold of it, and then everybody went inside, and the police come, and the police stopped us.
So you were holding up the shutter for these guys to get in?
Yeah.
Why do you not feel guilty about that?
I don't know, just don't. Just
mind
what police doing
it.
Everything. What police are doing and everything.
But that was somebody's shop, that was somebody's business. So what were you doing?
Absolutely looting meat.
She was.
Well, tell me.
Well, this cold blue team jacket I've got on now, I'll rob that. The Nicholson Brown wearing, rob